All right, welcome back to it. Now, I've been looking around. I couldn't figure out where he went. He was not here, and then he wasn't. And then he showed up muddy and dirty, and I couldn't figure it out. And suddenly I looked, and he burst through the door with a smile on his face and, you know, blood in his eye and mud in his ear. Ron Rademacher, everybody. Travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who he holds the record for being lost the most on the back roads of Michigan. Ron, welcome back.
Steve, it is so good to talk to you again, and I want to let you know that I agree with you for a change. This nickname thing you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
I mean, I'm tired of it. Now, just think about what it's like for me. How would you like to be called Backroads Eye Candy all the time? it gets old. Before we get into the trips this week, a quick shout out to the listeners from Escanaba and Gladstone. Several people came up to Copperfest in Ontonagon this past weekend, shook hands, said hello, said, hey, tell Steve we love it. Keep it going.
There you go.
So a big thank you to those listeners that came up to say hello.
Greatly appreciate that, and hallelujah, and a shout-out to them. Well done, Ron, and thank you, folks, for listening. Ron and I, we do our very best. Where do you want to start today? I was in Charlevoix County last week, and maybe you want to start there this weekend because I see it's on your list here. Friday, outstanding. Saturday, a little rough. Got the boat down there. Get a call from the marina. Hey, your bow line broke. My heart sinks. Boat's up against the dock. The boat got a couple of character marks in the storm on Saturday. Nothing too serious, but, not what you want to see happen. Anyhow, and then Sunday, perfect.
That's the story you told Ivy, and you're going to stick with it, about how those marks got there?
Yeah, well, exactly. I told her that I scratched her baby, good Lord. So let's start in Charlevoix.
It was bad. It was bad down last weekend on Lake Michigan. We didn't get it so bad in the UP where I was. So, we can talk. You want to talk about the Venetian Festival?
It's absolutely.
In your neck of the woods, man.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Yeah, 88 years ago, they got this thing started by a bunch of people having a little toddy and then taking a candlelit boat parade. Now it's a full week, very busy. Anything you can think of is going to be in downtown Charlevoix. And, something like tens of thousands of visitors.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Most of us just get to the water park or get out on the lake and you can cruise in a great, great festival up north in Charlevoix.
There you go. It's an awesome thing. I've done it. A lot of folks just anchor up and enjoy everything. Music, food, and chaos, and flamingos.
Yep,
flamingos. Don't forget that part. All right. What's next on our list of things to do?
Well, let's talk about the road trip of the week. A lot of people are traveling up north, a lot of people in the UP. So the Seney National Wildlife Refuge has guided tours coming up, and they'll take you out there no matter what you're interested in. You want to go bird watching? They'll take you out there where the birds are. There's 10,000-some acres out there. Wildlife, you want to learn how to identify plants and ponds and pools in that reserve that are open to fishing. And they'll take you and show you where they are. Not many people know, and I shouldn't be saying it because, now everybody will be there. Plus, you can take a trip up to the Boot Hill Cemetery in Seney. So that's the road trip of the week for the UP.
Have you ever been to the Boot Hill Cemetery?
I have, and have you? I've photographed
No.
it. It's eerie, all these markers there that say, for those who were unknown or who we couldn't identify. Very, very eerie.
Yeah. Scary there. Yeah. All right. I like it. That's kind of, I'm putting that on my, I'm taking a note here. I like that. Let's see here. I like bluegrass. How about I like music? How about I like live music? What would I do about it?
Well, if you want to do a little picking and a grinning, head down to Marshall. They got the Bluegrass Festival coming up this weekend at the fairgrounds. More than a dozen bluegrass bands. And also, this is Michigan's biggest jamming session. So if you're a player or a wannabe player, bring your mandolin, bring your fiddle, bring your banjo, bring your 12-string, your 6-string, and you can play along with these guys. Crabgrass will be there. Bluegrass Mountaineers are going to be there. The Wildwood Valley Boys are going to be there, and a bunch of others. Food, fun, lots of tournaments going on at the fair. So if you're into bluegrass, this is a good one.
I like live music. I'll just say that. And I like all live music. Except one thing, which will remain nameless here, but I like all live music. Except, and you'll have to guess what that is, Ron. That's your contest now. Can you tell me what music does Steve not like?
All right, thank you. Does it have anything to do with opera?
No, actually.
No? Okay.
St. Patrick's
Day.
Rap.
It's probably wrap.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day should get you there. All right. Anyhow.
Oh, really? Oh, I love those pipes. There's a note here on the Bluegrass Festival. Lukewarm and the Not So Hots are not performing there this year.
Okay, fair enough. Not performing.
Yeah, favorite band, Lukewarm and the Not So Hots. Great band.
All right. And let's see. What else we got here? Oh, I like this. One-man sprint boats. We got about 30, 40 seconds here. One-man sprint, but these are the little boats that go way too fast for how big they are and would scare I'd need an adult diaper, I think is what I'm getting at.
I won't go on one of these things, but they're going to be on Sunday Lake up there in Wakefield in the Upper Peninsula, and people come from all over the United States and Canada compete, you can safely watch these incredible boats, the speeds they go at. And they take off sometimes, unfortunately, but there's a beer garden right there by the lake. So those of us who are wimps can watch in safety. If you don't want to get speedy on the water, you know about the Eclipse Yoga Paddle Fitness thing going on down in Brighton. I thought of you. Somebody sent it to me and said, Steve would love this.
Oh, boy.
You go out on your paddle board and do yoga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be me.
They said, it's got Steve Gruber written all over it.
Yeah, that's me. Me on a paddleboard in a Speedo. Don't forget that part. Let's get right to it.
Speedo. No,
yikes!
I missed that part.
Hey, real quick, you're going to be someplace live. We only got about 30 seconds here. Tell us about your next live performance.
The next live performance is actually a book signing at Horizon Books during Film Fest in downtown Traverse City on the 1st.
All right. Well, that's important.
It's going to be.
Michael Wolf's
going to come by and get a couple of autographed copies of Best Kept Secrets.
Great, and say nice things about me if you go there. By the way,
nice things about you, you're going to be right next to the theater is where I'm going to be.
Your festival, your town, your anything. You want it promoted right here? Get a hold of MichiganBackroads.com. Ron Rademacher, MichiganBackroads.com. That's MichiganBackroads.com. We'll talk about it right here. Ron, carry on, my friend.
Steve, always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend, man. I'll talk to you later.
Of course.